This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden has refused to approve conditions for a possible plea deal sought by lawyers for five defendants in the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks in the United States. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Military prosecutors and defense lawyers have been exploring a possible plea bargain for more than a year. Terms under discussion would have the five Guantanamo detainees plead guilty and serve life sentences in exchange for being spared the death penalty. Lawyers for the men also sought a presidential guarantee they would be spared solitary confinement and provided care for the trauma suffered from being tortured while in CIA custody. But a White House National Security Council official, speaking on condition of anonymity, tells the AP President Biden rejected those guarantees, unsettled about accepting terms from those responsible for the deadliest assault on the United States since Pearl Harbor. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Mexico's ruling party on Wednesday nominated former Mexico City Mayor Claudia Sheinbaum as its candidate for next year's presidential election. The 61-year-old Sheinbaum is a close ally of President Andrés Manuel López Obrador and had been regarded as the strong favorite to be selected in the national poll organized by the leftist National Regeneration Movement, or MARENA. The party said Sheinbaum beat out five other contenders and won each of five nationwide polls organized to decide the result, averaging about 39% of the vote. But her closest rival, former Foreign Minister Marcelo Ebrard, said the vote had been tainted by irregularities and must be redone. Opinion polls show MARENA is heavily favored to win next June's presidential election. Sheinbaum is a noted physicist and environmentalist before her entry into politics. She has indicated she would ramp up renewable energy usage, which had taken a back seat to López Obrador's efforts to revive state oil company Pemex. This is VOA News. A U.S. judge says that the floating barrier used to deter migrants between the United States and Mexico must move. Here's AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Texas must move a large floating barrier that Governor Greg Abbott placed on the river between the U.S. and Mexico this summer, part of the Republicans' escalating attempts to stop migrants from crossing America's southern border. A federal judge stopped short of ordering Texas to dismantle the large buoys on the Rio Grande, but called them a threat to safety and the relationship between the two countries. The judge's preliminary injunction instructs Texas, for now, to move the barrier out of the water and onto the riverbank by September 15th. It's a rare instance of President Joe Biden's administration going to court to challenge Texas's border policies. Texas officials say they'll appeal. Lisa
Dwyer. Russia's embassy in the U.S. says a decision by the United States to provide depleted uranium tank ammunition to Ukraine is a clear sign of inhumanity. The 120-millimeter anti-tank rounds will be used to arm the Abrams tanks the U.S. plans to deliver to Ukraine this fall. Russia has previously warned the West against sending the munitions, which it falsely claims have nuclear components. An Africa climate summit has ended in Kenya with leaders calling on the global community to act urgently to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, fulfill its obligations, and keep financial promises to fight climate change. VOA's Mohamed Youssef reports.
Kenyan President William Ruto said the agreement reached at the conference shows the seriousness of African states to help solve the climate change crisis.
The Africa climate summit is both a demonstration of the unwavering collective commitment of the people of Africa to their vision to make humanity's first home here in Africa, a land of abundant potential, limitless opportunity, and the possibility of shared prosperity.
The summit, which began Monday and ended Wednesday, focused on green growth in Africa and finding financing solutions to support the programs aimed at mitigating the effects of climate change, which affects the continent's estimated 1.3 billion people. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at voanews.com, as well as on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter, and download our VOA News app. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.